Ball 98 WP 18, Oliver Larry, the Morning Madhouse, We Family Wednesday. You know what we're talking about, man. Citra Cabarrus High School, two young ladies, two sophomore students suspended for reposting a video that when they were called the N-word by another student, they were the ones suspended for reposting the video. They did not use their phones in school. They were actually at home when they reposted the video. So the whole thing about people saying that maybe they used their cell phone in school, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
That wasn't the ground they were suspended on.
And we're not... You know, we're not so much caught up in what happened to the other girl, and we're trying to make this word illegal or anything like that. That's not what we're saying. We are simply saying that we believe that these two African American students shouldn't have been penalized for reposting a video that they reposted at home.
Pa Dadier, good morning.
Yes, I do. I have children that are in the Cabarrus County school system, and a few years ago, my daughter is biracial. And her best friend is African American. They were in a Bible class. Another student used the N-word. The Bible instructor was brand new. He didn't know what to say or do. My children come home to me, upset and crying. I took it upon myself. I went directly to the school and to the principal and said, look, this is not allowed. You can handle it this way or that way. And long story short, the boys had scholarships to colleges. They lost their scholarships, and they were suspended, and it was put on their permanent record.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what one of the girls said, that the principal told her that, well, we don't want this to affect the other person, mm-hmm. the person who said the N-word in the video. We don't want this to affect her, so... That's why we don't think y'all should have posted it.
And in addition to this story, last night Carmani text messaged me a screenshot of a parent who is last week dealing with more racial issues, where her daughter was in class. They were actually talking about teacher-led conversation about the N-word. Mm-hmm. And the girl was making comments. The girl was saying, you know, it is hurtful. You know, my ancestors had to listen to this. And one of the boys in the classroom saying to her, go back then. Go back to where you came from. Now, I will give Citra Cabarrus County, Citra Cabarrus High School credit for this. This young man did end up receiving ISS for his comments in the classroom. So they're listening. They're listening. I get it. But Citra Cabarrus, you have a problem. A diversity problem in your school, and you need to address it. That's it. Address the diversity issue and hold the ones that are spreading hate accountable for it, not the ones that are the victims of the hate, which is what you did in this situation.
Good morning.
Yeah, I gotta come in because I went to a school very similar to Citra Cabarrus in another county, Rowan County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of those two young ladies, first of all, for doing what they did, because something like that needed to happen. This has gone on for years, so really nothing new. I've lived in this area, so I know about that school.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you calling this morning. And yeah, I'm going to play a little piece of this caller that called. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to play a piece of it.
Make sure that you...
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Okay, because I did...
You got unprofessional.
No, I didn't.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
I listen to you all the time. I love your station.
All right.
Listen, I want to know, why are y'all guys making such a big deal out of somebody saying a word? Black and white people use the word, probably black people more than white people.
That's all I'm going to play of that. The conversation went on for like 5 minutes.
I didn't get unprofessional. What I did was she kept interrupting me, and I was trying to tell her. Because she didn't know the full story. She was saying, well, they were using their phone during school. No, they weren't. You know, she was saying, y'all are trying to make the word illegal. No, we're not. She didn't know the full story, and when I was trying to explain it to her, she kept interrupting me.
Okay.
And she's saying that the word doesn't... She's saying words don't hurt.
Yeah,
well,
that's
ma'am,
what she said.
Do.
She said her whole thing was like, this is what gets me. Like people will say, they'll call all the time and say, well, I listen to your show all the time. Why do you guys try to make a race war? No, we're just bringing light to a situation. I'm the same person every day of the week. I don't see color. Never ever in my life have I seen color. I have friends of all races, all creeds, all background, everything. So no way that we get on here and we try to start a race war just that. Because no. We bring light to a certain situation. But people kill me when they start off. I listen to your show all the time. I don't know why you're making such a big deal, because certain stuff you got to make a big deal about.
And
it deserves to be made a big deal about. Whether that's your opinion or not, whether you feel like that it shouldn't be made a big deal about, this right here situation affected these young ladies to the point of, you know, that their mother's in tears, they're in tears.